Outside, I refill my glass alongside Joe Puddleston, who is working his way through the selection of drinks.
"Not sure about the raspberry punch," he grimaces, "but this one's very good, whatever it is. Oh, well, Chardonnay. Who'd have thought it, eh?"
"You're not a real ale fan, then?"
"Not an old sludge fan, at any rate, my dear. Has Jeff been giving you all the grim details about his ghastly beer?"
"A lot of people seem to like it."
Well, I'm not one of them. Jeff brews it himself, you know, little microbrewery out the back. Fair play to him and all that, but it's not for me. Have you tried it?"
I shake my head.
"No, very wise, my dear. Steer clear if I was you. Here, try a drop of this Welsh stuff. It's very good."
Ignoring the wine already in my glass, Joe tops me up. "Thanks," I say. "I'll tip it out later when he's not looking."
"So, what you got planned for this place, then? You going to knock it down and start again? Lots of glass and steel, that sort of thing?"
"Goodness, no. I want to fix it up."
"Fix it up, eh? Well, that's the spirit. Jonathan's your man for that, you know."
"Jonathan? You're Jonathan? How do you mean?"
"Oh, you know, hasn't Joan told you? He's one of those celebrity architects. Been on the telly a few times. You know, what's it called on Channel 4? Wreck of the Week, that's it. Be worth picking his brains about the place. This sort of stuff's his bread and butter."
"Gosh, I didn't know he was famous."
"Well, hardly famous, my dear, but he knows his stuff, and he's got one of those TV faces. Good chap, too."